Chapter 1. Setting up and organizing your business. Entrepreneurial Operating System. We run our business on the Entrepreneurial Operating System, the EOS model, based on the book Traction by Gino Wickman. This great book is basically a system for running any business. Without a system, you are just running a hobby. For years, I just ran my business by the seat of my pants. I had no rhyme or reason for the way I did things. I had goals and plans, but it seemed like it took me forever, and I would always change course in a different direction before completing my goals. With EOS, I am more structured, our business is running more smoothly, and we accomplish a lot more. Wickman provides many free tools at the website eosworldwide.com. One premise of EOS is that every successful business has a visionary and an integrator. You may know Walt Disney was a great visionary. Did you also know that his brother Roy was his integrator? Walt said if it weren't for Roy, Disney World would not exist. Roy saved the business several times and kept them on track. In my business, I am the visionary, and Candace Broom is the integrator. I come up with what I want to happen, and she makes it happen. She tells me what we can and can't do, and in what order. EOS has many tools that you can use in your business to reach your goals and stay organized. I will go through some of them here. Vision Traction Organizer. A VTO, or Vision Traction Organizer, allows you to set 1, 3, and 10-year targets for your business. It also helps you know what kind of business you have and how to run it. Accountability Chart. In the EOS, an accountability chart is what you use to determine who in your business is responsible for what. Every business has marketing, sales, operations, and finance. Some businesses have more, as you will see. You may start out in every box, but eventually you will have others in some of the boxes as well. Weekly Level 10 Meetings. The EOS also has a Level 10 Meeting Agenda template. During this weekly meeting, you will go over your rocks or projects for the quarter and work on an issue or two in your business. It is called a Level 10 meeting because the goal is to be able to rate it as close to a 10 as possible at the end of the meeting. I have provided a screenshot of the agenda template on page 14. Weekly Scorecard. The EOS also has a weekly scorecard for tracking your activity and results. Some people would call this a KPI or Key Performance Indicator. These are the activities you need to do to reach your goals. If they are not done, your business suffers. Here is a sample of what you may put on a weekly scorecard. Number of doors knocked. Number of tax delinquencies mailed. Number of absentees mailed. Number of code violations mailed. Number of probates mailed. Number of bandit signs posted. Number of Facebook ads ran. Number of cold calls made. Number of realtors called. Number of offers to realtors. Number of FSBOs called. Number of offers to FSBOs. Number of HUD offers made. Number of offers accepted. Number of counteroffers received. Number of houses sold. Number of closings. Number of buyers added to database. Number of sellers added to database. Number of wholesalers added to database. Number of wholesalers you were added to. Asset Protection and Entity Structuring. Although this is not a course on entity structuring, I think it is important to mention it near the beginning. I know that many investors start by closing their first few deals in their own name. Although the likelihood of something going wrong is slim, I do not recommend doing this. You should have some kind of entity to separate yourself from your business. This will provide you with asset protection in the event of a lawsuit or something like that. Many attorneys can advise you on doing this. Some even attend local real estate investors association meetings. If you cannot find one, we work with one and send many students to them. They specialize in real estate asset protection. They also offer tax planning and corporate credit. You can find them at https://larrygoins.com/total-real-estate-asset-protection-solution-clint-clunes/. Using online storage and collaboration tools. The world is changing. Business is changing. How we hire, collaborate, and operate is changing. In order to keep up, stay efficient, remain competitive, and maximize the benefits of investing, it is necessary and smart to embrace change in this area too. The real estate industry and businesses used to have to rely on having office space, filing cabinets, and mountains of paper. Not only was that expensive and bad for the environment, but it was inefficient and lacked security or safety of documents. By putting those documents online, they can remain safe from fire, theft, and loss. They can be far more easily organized and found on demand. Team members can also find and share documents far more easily when you provide access to documents, materials, systems, and other information via the web. Some of the tools available for online document storage can also empower investors and teams to collaborate online. This can dramatically slash the time involved in working on projects and getting things done, while avoiding confusion and trimming the labor costs involved. Here are some of those options. Dropbox. Dropbox is an easy-to-use file storage and sharing tool. You can save all of your own files online with Dropbox or share specific files and folders with different team members. This way, no matter what happens to your computer or phone, you will never lose anything. You can keep folders for all your properties and transactions, as well as marketing materials you are working on. Google Drive. Google Drive, also called Google Docs, is one of the most used online document tools. It can create documents like those created by Word, PowerPoint, and Excel, and those individual files or folders can be shared with other individuals and groups. Its offline sync features also work perfectly to help avoid internet interruptions and avoid losing updates. It also lets you seamlessly switch between devices. For example, you can move from your home desktop to presenting on a tablet at the local coffee shop to collaborating with your team on the go via your phone. It is great for sharing big files and especially for integrating other Google services. If you use Gmail for email, you'll love it. Where Drive stands out from many other options is team members can not only comment on documents, they can also make and track edits. You can get 15 gigabytes of free storage with Drive. Office 365. Microsoft's new virtual office product offers many of the same features as Drive, but it requires a monthly subscription. It is probably not used as much as Google's tools. Besides, I'm not a Microsoft fan. The name sounds like toilet paper to me. Project management tools. Other online project management tools offer easy ability to collaborate with teams, store documents, and track progress of projects and remote workers. These include Trello and FreedCamp. There are others. Most offer similar functions. Find the tool that works best for you, fits your budget, and perhaps that is most familiar to your team members. One tool that many people are using to collaborate is Slack. They have a mobile app, and it is a great tool for creating and working with teams. Check it out. Using Evernote. If you want to be more organized, efficient, productive, faster, and more focused, seriously consider using Evernote. What is Evernote? Evernote is an app that was probably first made famous by life hacker Tom Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek. It is a notebook on steroids that you can use on your phone and across all your devices. Evernote allows you to take instant notes in all types of formats, including images, handwritten notes, clips from the web, and audio recordings. All those formats are highly searchable for finding notes, themes, and keyword-related items later on. It is a power tool for staying organized and being more productive that also supports teams. It can be used for collaborating with remote workers and vendors, as well as integrating with other similar tools. Why use it? Keep information handy, stay on task, save time searching for things, create multimedia notes, delegate tasks and share ideas, get things out of your brain and saved before you forget them, have your information synced on all your devices. 20 ways investors can use Evernote. 1. Creating and working personal to-do lists. 2. Project and deal management. 3. Recording property inspection data. 4. Keeping insurance, title, and vendor information on hand. 5. Quickly scan and store business cards when networking. 6. Rapidly search for documents. 7. Seamlessly work with teams using Google Drive and Evernote. 8. Daily journaling. 9. Recording and sharing content and blog ideas. 10. Capturing competitor research. 11. Working on your own book over time. 12. Recording interviews and podcasts. 13. Consolidating and saving gift ideas. 14. Remembering key information and notes about clients, renters, etc. 15. Saving articles and news for later. 16. Progress reports. 17. Instantly capturing and saving receipts and expenses for taxes and bookkeeping. 18. Easily accessing travel itineraries on the go. 19. Saving design ideas and price shopping for rehab items. 20. Track your goals and achievements. As you go through this course and start generating new ideas, finding new resources, and putting a plan into action, keep organized and make it easier to find things by using these tools.